This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies took a wanted sex offender into custody. While responding to a service call last Thursday, the deputy observed a black SUV covered in tarps parked in a two-hour parking space. It was on the 700 block of Redwood Drive in Garberville. At around 2 p.m., the deputy observed the vehicle still parked in the same location. He approached the vehicle and found 28-year-old Justin Strawhall in the driver's seat. Strawhall exited the vehicle to speak with the deputy. A warrants check found that Strawhall was a wanted sex offender out of Oregon. Strawhall was in violation of parole and had been on the run for 2.5 years. Strawhall was booked in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, awaiting extradition to Oregon. A wanted felon in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a foot chase on Christmas. A Humboldt County sheriff's deputy was patrolling California Street near Hodgson Street in Eureka when he observed that wanted felon, 39-year-old Matthew Painter, walking down the road. The deputy got out of his vehicle and greeted Painter. Painter took off. The deputy entered his vehicle and pursued Painter on Hodgson Street. After reaching Ingley Streets, Painter fled into a wooded area. The deputy exited his vehicle and pursued Painter on foot for about 100 yards. Painter eventually complied to the deputy's request to stop. He was taken into custody without further incident. While searching Painter, deputies located 4 grams of heroin in his pants pocket. Painter was booked into the Humboldt County Jail on the following charges: a felony warrant outstanding, possession of heroin, resisting obstructing a peace officer, and a probation violation. Well, the wildfire that scarred a huge area of Southern California this month, producing very little active flame now. Officials say the fire is 88% contained and is not expected to make any further forward progress. The fire scorched more than 440 square miles of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, destroying more than 1,000 structures, damaging 280 others after it broke out on December 4th. What kind of police would arrest Santa Claus this time of year? Or maybe what kind of Santa Claus would put himself in the position to be arrested? Police in Arcata stopped a guy named Zachary Christopher Kringle last week on an outstanding warrant. They pulled him over. Kringle was in the car. The warrant was out for Kringle, so the arrest was made. That warrant, by the way, was out of Marin County. It'll be up to them to extradite him from Arcata, say police. He was booked into the Humboldt County Jail. Chefs and investors across the state cooking up cannabis-infused food, weed-pairing supper clubs, and other extravagant pot-to-plate events in preparation for legal marijuana come January 1st. The pot foodie movement is already flourishing, but with a medical marijuana card no longer required, the edibles market's expected to boom. But manufacturers face a host of rules, and doctors fear the products could increase emergency room visits and entice kids in the process. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.